This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, what a marvelous day we're having here on the DJB Experience. I hope you're enjoying it with us. After all, yeah, for a good time, call us. We're having a good time, but it doesn't do us much good if you're not having a good time. So, play along with us, if you will. Speaking of playing along with things, there is finally a girls' cafe. The Old Timers, the Golden Girls Cafe.
Love it.
Which has opened up. If you're a fan of the Golden Girls, you're going to love this. The Golden Girls Cafe finally is opened. It's in Washington Heights, which is exactly where?
It's in Manhattan. It's just the northern part of Manhattan, like past the GW Bridge.
Oh, okay. So this is a new cafe that is themed for the Golden Girls. It offers desserts inspired by there's Betty White cake that's coconut and flaked. And then there's Sophie's Cure for Depression cookies. So what do you suppose the biggest draw is going to be here? They've got a lot of things that come from the TV show that are actually in this cafe. Is that what they've
done?
I
think the memorabilia is just a lot of Golden Girls fans. Golden Girls is one of those shows. I mean, I remember when I was little, my grandfather watched it, but I didn't pay any attention. But now I've seen every episode, and I love it. So it's a multi-generational thing, yeah.
Yeah, so the stuff was left to Michael LaRue, who was friends with Rue McClanahan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
it was Rue and Rue and Rue. And so all of this stuff, there is a warehouse full of all kinds of things from that show. I've forgotten. All of those women are gone now, are they not? Except for Betty White.
Betty White.
Rue McClanahan is gone and Bea Arthur's gone.
Yeah.
And so all that stuff, which makes up the cafe's decor, was left in a warehouse. Most of it belonged to Rue McClanahan. Who was she the sexiest of the three?
She was the one that played the sexy one. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. I think that's her. Yeah.
She was great.
So there are signed scripts, photographs, there are dresses that they wore, that kind of stuff. There's a small wall section that's dedicated to Betty White. All right. So we have to plan a trip for Jennifer to come spend the night with you in your house, and then you can go up to Washington Heights the next day.
I would love it. I love the Golden Girls, and how fun is it? And you're right, Victoria. I think we knew people who watched the Golden Girls when it was on live. I know my grandmother really loved it. You know, my mom loved it a lot. But it's one of those shows that's had a resurgence, I think, of late for people who didn't grow up with it. And it's just, you still watch it. I hate to put anything on par with I Love Lucy, because I Love Lucy was just that great. But it's one of those shows where you can still watch it, and even though nothing seems dated, I mean, it seems like this could be a show on TV right now.
It's amazing. They make jokes about, like, you know, Russia and Trump, and I mean, it's unbelievable the things that they joke about then that are so relevant today.
They made jokes about Russia and Trump then?
They did. Oh. Yeah,
yeah,
Donald Trump. They had an episode about Rose going to speak to Russia. Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm very cool. All right, so that's opening up when? Supposed to be open. It's open now.
It just opened. Yeah.
Tuesday through Sunday from 7:30 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon, so it's a breakfast-lunch thing. And they also serve dinner when the staff has had enough practice.
The great thing about Rue McClanahan is she left all this stuff to her friend. Rue McClanahan was so nice. She and I actually went to the same eye doctor for a while when I was a little girl.
Yeah. Oh, you met her?
Oh, my gosh. In the waiting room. And she was just kind. She was kind to everybody.
Why not be that way?
Right? And one of my best friends actually was working at that eye doctor at the time, and she had a little boy. And Rue McClanahan would go nuts over her little boy. I mean, really just a sweet, wonderful, nice person.
Oh,
Isn't that nice? Speaking of the Russians and Putin and all that other good stuff, so you'll be happy to know that the killer Putin has decided he's found another way, actually, of getting rid of those people who are his opponents. There's a Russian politician.
Yeah, exactly. Have you tried the soup?
Alexei Navalny, who is a Russian politician running for president against Boris Yeltsin. Apparently, he was found guilty yesterday of embezzling from a timber company. Nobody knows anything about the timber company. Nobody knows anything about anything, except all of a sudden this guy was charged with corruption, brought to jail, and now is put in jail for time uncertain. Yeah, right, exactly. People are trying to go to the Russian Supreme Court to get a retrial for him, and now the European Court of Human Rights has stepped in because, as strange as it sounds, the charges may have been trumped up, pardon the pun, against him. So, anyway, this would be a house of cards. How about this? A good house of cards, sort of. I mean, I'm wondering, by the way, as I was watching Scandal on the plane last night, how much of the stuff that's in there is directly related to what's going on politically right now.
The rumor was that the two main characters, Frank and Claire Underwood, are actually based on Bill and Hillary.
Yes, I've heard that. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yep. So, anyway, that's supposed to be back. That's going to be back any time now, isn't it? House of Cards, when is that?
Usually April, all right? It's not when they put them up, yeah.
March or April, I think it is. Yeah, right. So, anyway, but I made the comment about the Scandal episode, because it really is so tied to what's going on right now. And there's so much, the Putin thing and the Trump thing. It just makes for interesting conversation if everybody doesn't get so serious about it. It's, speaking of serious conversation, time for us to pay attention to Dr. Ken and his weekly report and some of the medical updates, important medical news, coming up in 2 minutes here on the DJV Experience with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only in 4117.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just 45 bucks a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight talk wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Have you heard about Dr. Ken Kronhaus? If you're new to the program, he's here with us every week at this time to go through a lot of the medical news. He studies the journals and brings to the surface a lot of important news that will affect a lot of people. Like this one here, Ken, story that may help people who are trying to lose weight. There are always people looking for new ways, and this focus appears to be on whole grains. Why would that help us lose, eating whole grains help us lose weight?
Exactly. Out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week, Doug, whole grains in your diet are better for you than refined grains. Whole grains may help you lose weight by decreasing the number of calories retained during digestion while simultaneously speeding up metabolism. The grain food group includes rice, oats, wheat, and barley, while whole grains contain the whole grain kernel and include brown rice, oatmeal, and whole wheat flour. Refined grains are starches that are processed and milled to remove the bran and germ to prolong their shelf life. Examples of refined grains include white rice, white bread, and white flour. You see the common word there.
White flour, white, yes, bad stuff. And you've certainly brought that home for me. I know when I stop eating bread and things,
white
cakes
bread
and pies and stuff, anything with white flour in it, I can immediately, almost in days, feel the impact on my waistline.
And the word whole is good.
Yep, whole grains, good to help you lose weight. All right, next item of interest here from the heavy lifting department. More and more women are doing physically active jobs. And if you're working in a place where you're lifting, or even maybe if you're at the gym and you're a heavy lifter and you're pregnant, it may not be a good combination, it looks like.
That's trying to get pregnant. Out of occupational and environmental medicine this week, Doug, women who have physically demanding jobs may experience decreased fertility, and working schedules that fall outside normal daytime hours may also lower a woman's ability to conceive. So women who are planning pregnancy, they should be aware of the potential negative impacts of that non-day shift and heavy lifting could have on their reproductive health.
All right, let's stay with this conception idea for a moment, because there's another thing on the other side. Women in the gym lifting heavy, trying to lose weight and maintain a physicality that is desirable, people who are not doing that may have a hard time getting pregnant, especially people who are really heavy, right?
This is interesting. We think about all the problems with obesity. Here's another one out of Human Reproduction this week. Couples, and also it's not only the women, it's the men also. Couples in which both partners are obese could have more difficulty conceiving than their non-obese counterparts, taking 55 to 59% longer to achieve pregnancy. Losing weight could not only help reduce the time needed to conceive, but also reduce the risk of other diseases, Doug, such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. There's another one here that I find. You're a cardiologist. So, well, now, let's... Well, this actually deals with the fat-shaming story, what that does to your heart health or overall health.
Sure. Obesity Journal this week. Overweight women who believe negative messages about their bodies, Doug, are at greater risk for heart disease and diabetes than those who maintain a more positive body image.
All right. So there's one other one here that's quick. The calcium buildup in young arteries.
That's
and how
quick
that might impact, it's not all right. So we'll deal with it later on. I saw that and I thought, wow, here's something. When we talk about super beats and how good it is for people to get on the super beats routine, Dr. Ken's brought to us by the folks who bring to you super beats, a way to deal with your arteries, open them up to keep the blood pressure either where it's supposed to be or get it down to where it's supposed to be. Ken is a cardiologist familiar with arteries and veins and circulation, and that's why he likes to talk to people about rejuvenating their arteries by using super beats and the products associated with it, yes?
Well, Nobel Prize winning research that our body needs to continuously make nitric oxide, so it needs the building blocks to make the nitric oxide, and if we're deficient, we just don't function well. And we have two products from the company Neogenes. They're super beats. It gives you a boost of nitric oxide instead of using those high caffeinated beverages or before you need to do your workout to get some extra energy, and also test your nitric oxide level with their nitric oxide test strips. Put a little saliva on it, look at the color, and if it is low, get their Neo 40 product so you can get your baseline tank full with nitric oxide so the blood vessels open up to oxygen.
Take advantage of the Superbeat special. Get on board for the first time. Call 800-655-4183 and order a 3-month supply. You get an extra month free. 800-655-4183.
uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's get into the song mode again for this hour. And what I like about Thursday is that Victoria goes to great ends to find Throwback Thursday songs that are for me and for those who are from this era. Matter of fact, the top five songs this week, we do not have the benefit of the big voiced announcer because we've got to get through these in a short period of time. We've got about 5 minutes for five songs. So the top five songs for this week in 1976 at number five, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and one of their big hits called Sing a Song. Crank it up there, Carol, will you please? This is what I like about it. The singing's okay, but I love this part of these songs from them, especially.
They were a great band.
Oh,
like
what a great band.
Musicians, yeah. They were fabulous.
Great band. Yep. Okay. Has Jennifer come back yet? Because she'll want to take a shot at me for the number four song.
Uh-oh.
As I have always been a big, big fan of Barry Manilow.
You're a fan of Low? No way.
I am a fan of Low. Yes, I am. Very fond of Barry Manilow. This is one of the best ones. Number four from this week in 1976, I write the songs, and that's what he did. He wrote most all the songs that he did. He wrote a lot of songs for Barbra Streisand, Bette Midler, Jingles Galore. The guy's fabulously wealthy because he's so clever and smart. Barry Pincus, a.k.a. Barry Manifold. Crank it up, Tara.
Gives a spirit to take a chance.
This was his story, by the way. He wrote this song to highlight the fact that he writes all these songs.
For other
the whole
people.
Idea. Well, for himself. It's a great Las Vegas song. He's a great performer. We saw him last year, the year before. Found him very appealing, the way he works the crowd. He's like 76 now, 77 somewhere.
I was
going to
say, he's had enough practice.
That's true. All right, so that's number four song this week in 1976. Number three belongs to a group called Hot Chocolate. I had so much fun with this song. You sexy thing.
You sexy thing, you. I believe in you.
Just a silly pop song. That's all it is.
This song has had legs. I mean,
oh my God.
I don't know if this was a one-hit wonder, but
yes,
this song is still used in commercials.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the last couple of
movies.
Weeks, I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Listen to the line.
Where did you come from, baby?
Where did you come from, baby?
How did you know I needed you?
How did you know I needed you?
How did you know I needed you so badly?
Uh-huh.
How did you know?
All right. So, to transfer this same kind of energy to a lady that came from Boston who had at least 5 number one songs during the disco era, including this one, which was on its way. I feel like Casey Kasem now. This song's on its way to number one. This week in 76, number two, Love to Love You, Baby.
This is such a good song, too.
Oh, great song for Valentine's Day. Hopefully you got somebody to use it on, to use it with.
Was this all considered the disco era still?
Oh, what, 76?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
This is the kind of stuff I really like from the 70s.
Yeah. The disco stuff is just, it just always turns me on. Disco music, it sounds funny. I throw back to my bell-bottom pants and polyester suits and stuff. You can imagine me with that stuff on. Okay, number one, Paul Simon.
Now, this is a total departure from that whole sound.
Oh, yeah. 50 Ways to Leave You Alone, but still a good pop song. Number one this week, 1976.
Oh, yeah.
50 Ways to Leave You Alone.
Don't need it to stop much. Just grab on the key,
leave. Get yourself free. This is not a Valentine's song.
No.
No. Just for the week after Valentine's, when you don't send your lover Sherry's berries, 28 past the hour.
Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with a coupon on select items in-store and at jcp.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only, this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, $2.92.14. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or use paper for coupon and details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Music, friendly voices, friendly folks. This is the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to take a Valentine's Day survey that will help you live happily ever after, starting on Valentine's Day and then following through from that point to the rest of your life. If you listen this half hour, you'll find your life will be complete and perfect. No matter how many years left you have in your life, this will be the key to happiness forever and ever and ever. And it'll start with a conversation about Sherry's Berries. because that's going to be a key to happiness forever and ever and ever, too. If you don't do it, you schmuck. You spend the night on the porch. Okay.
Yeah, let's hope men have dinner reservations already.
Right, yep.
They start with that.
Yep. So here's something that I didn't realize, but it's becoming quite the hubbub. You know, Donald Trump on occasion will go down to Palm Beach, especially this time of year, for his weekends at Mar-a-Lago, which is his estate down in Palm Beach. So last Friday night, Air Force One flew him down to Palm Beach. And as the aircraft is approaching Palm Beach International, PBI, there's a plane that the pilot sees off to the left-hand side that's flying parallel to Air Force One. And according to the law, to the rules, the plane has to maintain a separation of at least 3 nautical miles from Air Force One. That was not the case. According to people that were in the plane with the president, the two aircraft made visual contact with one another. Another source said the two planes were flying side by side and were in constant contact with air traffic control and with each other. So there was never a risk of collusion, but under the circumstances, you know, there are usually, when the plane is flying overseas, there are always fighters following the plane. You knew that, right? There are always the two 747s, yeah. And there are 4 planes that are, I don't know what they are, F-35s, whatever they use.
Right.
But they surround the plane.
Yeah.
Right. They surround the plane. But they don't do it when it's flying domestically, for whatever the reason. So the 747's flying, Trump's in it, and they look off to the left, and they see this plane out there, and there was no separation at all, actually. If you're close enough to be looking in and talking to each other and watching each other's plane, that is a real no-no. And I'm not really sure what the outcome was. I just know that I saw that there was real concern. There were a lot of comments, and now some begin to show up on social media. But that's one of those things that just gives you the willies. More than anything else.
But I'm sure that happens. You know, I mean, that happens with regular airplanes all the time at airports.
Yeah.
And this is not the first time that, you know, someone's gotten too close to Air Force One.
I'm not sure that that's really true, and here's why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
The new planes, every plane that is registered now with a tail tag number that is domestic airliner, and planes that fly in and out of the United States are required to have a separation device,
mm-hmm.
no matter how big the plane is, other than the private, like Cessnas and things like that. But anything that flies commercially has a device in it that if there is a plane that is closer than 5,000 feet, 1,000 feet above you or below you, or within 5 miles of you in any direction that is on the same level as yours. Let's say the plane, last night we were at 38,000 feet flying from Boston to L.A., and so if there was a plane around us that was 5 miles in any direction, there's something that goes off in the cockpit that mm-hmm. that alerts the pilot there's a plane, and it'll tell you where the plane is, here
right.
or there, in case there's evasive action that's needed. You got 5 miles, that's enough to get out of the way. Excuse me. When it comes to the separation of top to bottom, as you know, or maybe you don't know, east to west, even, west to east, odd. So you'll be flying at 30,000, 32,000, 34,000, et cetera, if you're going west and or north. And if you're headed south or east, you're on an odd number. So 31,000, 33,000, 35,000,
right.
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if there's a plane closer to you than that 1,000 feet, then this thing goes off as well and tells you there's a plane above you and or below you. The weirdest thing.
So
that
Air Force
happened to
One's
me,
alert went off.
Had to be going off bananas because this plane was way closer than that.
And then this was approaching PBI.
Yes, going
okay.
in Friday night. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He went
I wonder
Friday
who
night.
The other plane was. Did they?
I
say?
Don't see that. I don't see any identity. That's the
yeah.
question that I had. I mean, the plane.
I'm assuming
had to
it would be a
the
fine. Right,
oh,
it would be a fine.
Absolutely,
or,
yeah.
But is that
least.
Really the pilot's fault, or is that when you're under control of the tower, when they're, you know, the air
well,
traffic
the tower
controllers
isn't in
who are,
control? The tower.
No, I don't
can't
mean physically,
take
but I mean if they're
plane.
Telling you where to be.
Yeah, but they can ignore you. I mean, you could ignore.
You mean the pilot can ignore the tower?
Yeah, not if in this circumstance, you know, it's they're not flying into an Air Force base. It's not like they were going into a lot of the places where the president goes, like to Tampa, he goes to MacDill.
Right.
Whenever there's an Air Force base around, they don't fly to the commercial airport. They fly into the government airport, the Air Force. But in this circumstance, you know, you're going to Palm Beach. What the hell? There's no bases. There's a little restaurant on the corner. If you go down Southern Boulevard, there's a number of the airports, especially in the South, they have this military-themed, I forget what the restaurant's called now, but it's a military-themed restaurant. It's kind of cool, kind of fun. They got all old memorabilia, and you can see this very vividly visual or visible, if you will, as you're going down Southern, headed away from the airport. It's right on the right-hand side. And I remember going there when I was working there. It was a nice place to have lunch, kind of a fun thing. But that's as close as you're going to find to any military hanging around down there. There's no military presence in Palm Beach other than the sheriffs and the police guys falling all over each other. But I find this disturbing, frankly.
Really, though? I mean, I feel like this is a non-story. I feel like this is just going into Palm Beach Airport. You know, somebody, I don't know, it's not a big airport.
No, it's not. Well,
is your tinfoil hat on? Are you thinking that this is something, some larger conspiracy?
No, I don't think in this circumstance it is, but I think stories like this give people ideas. Remember, you have to drive 8 miles to the south and west of Palm Beach International, and that's the little airport where all the terrorists were trained how to fly. It was 8 miles from the Palm Beach airport. There's a little training airport in Lake Worth, and that's where all those guys learned how to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just those things kind of creep into your mind and give you a little creepy thought, in fact. All right, so anyway, that's the story of that. I don't mean to overcook it, but it is. I find it just interesting. To see where Trump's plane used to be parked there. Now Air Force One is parked for everybody to see when you're driving around down there on the weekends. Speaking of the weekend, are you ready for a good Valentine's weekend? If you're really smart and on the ball right now, right here, while I'm talking about Cherry's Berries, you will go to berries.com and order your freshly dipped strawberries from Cherry's Berries and get them. Maybe they can ship them out today, so you'll have them in time, like Saturday. So you can have a big weekend if you want, or just the loving feeling that somebody thought enough about you to do something different for Valentine's Day. That's really kind of what this is all about. Plus the fact they're so good. My God, the chocolate chips, the swizzles, the chopped nuts on top of the white or dark chocolate that these strawberries are dipped in. And they have a whole raft of other things, too, that you can find at Cherry's Berries. A lot of things. You've ordered some other things, Victoria, when you've
gone. Yeah, the pretzel rods that are rolled in caramel and then dipped in chocolate, and then they're decorated. Yep. They're gorgeous. Yeah. They have roses. They have chocolate-dipped cherries, if you're not a strawberry fan. They have they have a lot of stuff. I was really surprised when I went on the site to see how much variety they really
but you
have.
You cannot wait till the last minute. You better do it in the next couple of days. Otherwise, you'll be out of luck, as they say, S-O-L. If you want to have a great reception from the person you love, these are so perfectly packaged. Gift box is classy. All the details are taken care of by Cherry's Berries. All you have to do is go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in DJV for the deal. $19.99. If you want a dozen more, $10 more. Again, take advantage. Use the code at berries.com. Type in DJV.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, coming up at 45 past the hour, we'll welcome Brian Ford to this program from SunTrust Banks. He serves the financial well-being department at SunTrust. This is a discussion of what to do that's smart for Valentine's Day. And I don't know, it's kind of not necessarily just about love here, Brian, but I find it interesting because you did this survey looking at the top traits Americans look for in a partner, and some of it has to do with one's romance and money tied together. Is the best thing to do is to have in order to keep peace in the valley, you better be taking good care of the assets that you have together, right?
Hey, well said.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, some of the research that we found in the survey even surprised us. I mean, 41% of Americans consider financial stability to be among the traits they find most important in a partner. So that's ranking only behind personal values and personality. I mean, it's fascinating because, you know, most people view financial stability even higher than education, similar hobbies, physical fitness, even looks.
All right, so let's define a little bit better, Brian, what financial stability looks like or feels like in terms of partners back and forth. Because I know I've been very fortunate in my life to have made a lot of money, and I have spent a lot of money. So sometimes I've been I've been in better shape at some points in my life than others. Sometimes it has caused distraction and distress with my partner. And so what is, you know, when you describe financial stability, see, I think I'm pretty stable, even though I don't have the same outlook, perhaps, as others that I might have been with. But I feel comfortable. I mean, once in a while, I worry about a few things. But, you know, it's different. It's kind of like, what's your favorite ice cream? How is it that this is, isn't it? I mean, think about it. What the definition of financial stability for some is you got enough money to pay your bills. For others, it's what are we going to do a year from now? Or what's our retirement going to look like? Or, you know, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. In fact, it's relative. It's based on your perspective. And so that's important. So I could certainly give you some ideas and things on what financial stability looks like, but what's more important is what does it look like for your spouse or your partner?
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, one way to kind of do this is just take a look at and write down your values or your goals from a financial standpoint, and then come together as a couple and say, hey, you know, look, we've got some things in common. That's good. We want the majority of our hard-earned money to be funneled towards those things. But, you know, when my wife and I did this, you know, she saw some things on my list that weren't on hers, and that's okay because that's the beginning of a conversation.
Like what? Now,
we need to be doing more.
Let me dig into you a little bit. What sort of things, if you want to tell us, just give us a couple of examples of the things that were different from you and your wife.
Uh-oh. Now you're putting me on the spot here. Well, I'll be honest. She knew I liked college football, but she didn't know it was that high on my list. And then I looked at her list, and, you know, there were some things there that I'm not going to say on air for the sake of my 17-year marriage. But, you know, again, she knew I enjoyed that, but she didn't know it was, like, in my top five. I mean, after some really important things in my life, I really like that. That's where I like spending my free time. And so, you know, it was an opportunity for me to get a little bit more.
That's good. I think this is a positive idea. These surveys or questions like this, you ought to better understand, and what better time if you're talking about relationships and Valentine's weekend to, you know, okay, romance, dinner, nice, sweet time in the sack, whatever it is that you get out of, enjoy the time, but have these conversations because they do, I think, foster long-term benefits. If you want to have a long-term relationship, you better know this about each other.
Absolutely. And, you know, a couple other things is, how does your upbringing and how does your partner's past experience influence their spending and saving habits?
Right.
You know, we encourage people to make an effort to understand your partner's, you know, personal history, because financial habits, they're normally handed down by parents. So it's important to empathize, you know, with your partner and understand how they were raised. And that can go a long way to knowing where their behavior is coming from.
Yeah, there's a comfort level there. All right, so this was called the On Up Movement, the survey done by SunTrust. If you'd like to find out more information about it, go online to On Up Movement, all one word, onupmovement.suntrust.com. And you'll see the survey and see where you fit in the survey. I think that's probably the best thing, because a great conversation piece. Money is always a good conversation piece if you can keep it to not becoming an argument as much as anything else. So anyway, that's good, Brian. Thank you. Nice to have you here. Brian Ford from SunTrust with the story of this survey, 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Star Wars news today. Chucker's not here on Movie Moments, but I'll leave it to Victoria Keelan to give us the update on this. But first, I must digress for a moment because this will put, as Star Wars news will put a smile on your face, if you're a big Star Wars fan like I am, this will also put a smile on your face, I'm hoping. The story of a phone call, Victoria. Several men in the locker room of a club after exercising, cell phone on one of the benches rings, man picks it up, and this is the conversation. Hello? Honey, it's me. Sugar. Are you at the club? Yes. Great. I'm at the mall 2 blocks from where you are. I saw a beautiful coat, absolutely gorgeous. Can I buy it? What's the price? The guy says. $1,500. Okay. Go ahead and get it if you like it that much. Valentine's and all. And I also stopped by the Mercedes dealership and saw the new models. I saw one I really liked. I spoke with the salesman, and he gave me a really good price. Since we need to exchange the BMW that I bought last year, what price did he quote you? Only $60,000, she says. Okay. But for that price, I want it with all the options, says he. Great. Before we hang up, something else, please. What's that? It might seem like a lot, but I was reconciling your bank account, and I stopped by to see the real estate agent this morning and saw the house we looked at last year. It's on sale. Remember that house? The one with the pool, English garden, the acre of parks, and that sort of thing? How much are they asking? She says, only $650,000. A magnificent price. And I see that we have that much in the bank. Well, he says, go ahead and buy it. But just bid $620,000, okay? Okay, sweetie. She says, thanks. I'll see you later. Love you. Bye. Guy hangs up the phone, puts the phone down, and looks around the locker room and says, anybody know whose phone this is?
I was wondering where that was going.
That is cute. All right, anyway, in a couple of moments, some Star Wars news that's very important. So stand by for that here on the DJV Experience.
Brought to you by the American Egg Board's Egg Nutrition Center. Eggs have been the cornerstone of a healthy breakfast for generations, and for good reason. Eggs are an all-natural source of high-quality protein, with one large egg containing 6 grams protein, 13 essential vitamins and minerals, all for 70 calories. February is Heart Health Month, and eggs can be a perfect addition to your heart-healthy lifestyle. A recent study from the Journal of the American College of Nutrition shows that eating one egg a day reduces the risk of stroke by 12%. Additionally, the Journal of Nutrition suggests that eating up to 3 eggs a day does not increase markers associated with heart disease risk in healthy adults. A new study from Purdue University indicates adding whole eggs to a salad increases vitamin E absorption. Why is that important? Vitamin E is important for the proper function of many organs in the body, including the heart. So next time you dress up your salad, put an egg on it. For more amazing egg facts, visit www.eggnutritioncenter.org.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
All right, so what do we have that is big for Star Wars fans? That doggone Chucker has gotten himself stuck in the snow down there in Pennsylvania today. So we'll leave it to you, Victoria, to bring us up to date with this latest info from the Star Wars gang.
Well, in some very fun and funny Star Wars news, the team behind the Scary Movie franchise, which I don't know if you've ever seen any of them, they're spoofs on they're fun comedies, and they're spoofs on different scary movies throughout the different genres. And so now they're tackling Star Wars, and they have just released the name. It's called Star Worlds Episode: The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi Who Went Rogue.
Sounds like an onion. It sounds like something that would be start by somebody writing a piece like that in The Onion.
Exactly. Yeah. So they said that it's going to begin shooting this fall, and it apparently will be out next spring, and the actual next real Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, is going to hit theaters this December. So, yeah. So it'll be out probably 6 months after that. In other Star Wars news, too, the Disneyland Star Wars attractions are moving ahead, and they'll be opened in 2019.
Really?
Yeah.
This we need. More stuff for Disney to make money on. Yippee! They do. Follow the program on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.